So the dad podcast is sitting steady. The third one is sitting steady at 22 plays.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's a lot less.
That is a lot less. People finally figured out that we're not.
Like half.
I could probably count. I could probably tell you who those 22 people were.
Well, tell me.
I was bluffing. Kevin. I could name four.
I know Kevin. I know my friend Mark. Jordan, obviously, at least, maybe.
Craig. Alex. Toy. Alex Toy listens to this. She loves it.
Alex Toy likes it?
Yeah, shout out to Alex one time.
That's hilarious. Wait, are we recording?
Yes, we are!
Oh my god, I hate that. I hate that so much.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast, everybody. Episode 4.
No!
Yeah.
Alright, well.
I'm
Chad.
I'm Cameron. And thanks for tuning in this week. I would like to, I already did this in the description of the last episode, but I'd like to publicly apologize again to Chad Hoy for getting so sloppy drunk and speaking over him last week.
It's okay.
We're going to have a good time. Shit, yeah. I just did it already.
Well, I wasn't saying anything, so it's fine.
Okay. Tonight, I am still drinking, but I'm not nearly as blitzed as last week. This is Napa Valley. What do they call this? Moscato?
Wine?
Yeah, it's a Moscato d'Or. It's like D'Oro. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's from 2006, and it's white, and it's definitely not dry. It's pretty damn sweet.
Well, that means it's good.
Exactly. That's my extensive...
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my extensive knowledge of wine right there, is that if it's sweet, I'm gonna put it in my face.
Yeah, I went to a wedding a couple summers ago.
Bummer.
Because I'm 24, so I've been able to drink for 3 years. And I went to a wedding and, like, they had an open bar. It might have been, oh my god, it was Austin's wedding.
That was 2 years ago.
It was Austin's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had an open bar, and they had wine and stuff. And I was like, I'm a man. I drink dry wine. And, like, I go up to the lady, and I'm like, give me a dry red. And she does. And I took a sip in front of her, and, like, it was – I'd never really had an actual dry wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like – I made a little face, and I was like, this is good. And I walked back to the seat, and then I came back, and – oh, and I was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I walked back to my seat, and I just set it down, and I went right back up, and I said, can I have a sweet wine? And I never drank the dry wine.
You know what else you swallowed with that one sip?
My pride.
Yes, baby boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I don't remember a lot of that wedding. I have never been that drunk in my life. That's a story for a different time. I was drinking other people's wine off of other tables.
I did that at your 21st birthday party.
I remember you doing that at my 21st birthday party.
At Chumley's in Broad Ripple, Indiana.
Yeah.
The boy was just finishing off beer glasses on tables.
Shout out to Chumley's in Broad Ripple. One time.
Yeah, they're closed. They're closed now.
Sorry. R.I.P. Pour one out.
Yeah, I think it's Chatham Tap now, which is, they're pretty good. So it's okay.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. This is episode 4.
Of the Dad Podcast.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about this week. We got some segments.
We got some emails.
Yeah.
A few. We got one, actually. That's it. But
hey, that's... almost as many as last time.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Yeah, we have we haven't had a lot of success in that realm, but it's okay. We'll take anything.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Whew.
So what do we want to start with, Chad?
Oh, New Girl season 5 is on Netflix.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But New Girl season 6 just premiered this week.
Oh, really?
And I just got done watching the episode on Hulu.
Oh.
Oh, man. I love that show.
What happens? because I haven't finished season 5.
I won't tell you at all. Yeah, major spoilers in just this first episode. Season 5 is pretty good.
I've never been the kind of guy that's been like, I'll never, like, I feel like it's like basic white man, mm-hmm. like basic white bitch, but like a man is like the guys who are super into Megan Fox.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, Megan Fox is so hot. But look, after watching season 5 of New Girl, I'm like, wow, Megan Fox is really attractive.
Yes. Her character in that show, oh my gosh. Yeah, I was in love with her. I'm in love with every woman on that show, though. Gosh dang it.
Yeah, Cece, and yeah, Cece's my dream woman for sure.
She's beautiful, and she's so funny. I love Hannah Simone. Yeah. That's her name, right?
Yeah, Hannah Simone, yeah.
Okay.
Shout out Hannah Simone, I know you listen.
Yeah, thanks for listening, baby girl. Stop emailing me so much, I'm a little busy, but I promise you I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I get so many texts. I had to turn the read receipts off. She's going crazy. She's see her reading them, and I'm like, but I'm not. And then I turn them off, so she had no idea.
Trust me, Hannah, there is enough of Chad and Cameron to go around.
Like, too much to go around.
Way too much.
Yeah. And that's why we're called the Dad Podcast. All right. Bam, yeah, bam, so it's like when you say the name of the movie in the movie.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Every time we make a fat joke or an ugly joke about ourselves, like, we'll make plenty about other people, but like, when it's about us, it's like, that's why I said Dad Podcast, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already going to tell you next week's, well, actually, the cool thing about this week for those 22 of you listening, this episode that you're listening to right now, baby boys and maybe girls, there's a couple of you girls, God bless you. This isn't the only episode that you get to hear this week. We're going to do a bonus. Episode 5 is going to come out, what, Thursday?
Yeah. Yes. Cool.
So you get
double the dose of the dad bod.
Mostly, Blueberry doesn't take podcasts with under 7 episodes. Right. So, we're trying to get on Blueberry.
We're trying to, get our prerequisites in.
Yeah, we're pretty much everywhere. Yeah. We're places I have never heard of, and I don't know if anyone frequents, but our podcast is in those directories, so that's good.
That is cool. That's like when I put my music up online, I just went through this service. It was like a one-time thing, and they said we literally put it everywhere. And so I Googled the album one time, and it was like some Korean website where like I had to translate the page, and it was like basically something called musicfile.kp or whatever. But so now, like, now there's definitely, that website doesn't exist anymore. There's only 28 websites in Korea. And that's not one of them. Yeah, that's a thing now. They just released the 28 websites you can go to in Korea.
Really?
28. And you can't buy staircase wit in Korea, let me tell you.
What are, North Korea?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, both Koreas?
No, yeah. North Korea.
I mean, like, South Korea is pretty free.
The bad one.
I think, bad. Yeah, that's one way to say it. Well, that's the only way to say it. North Korea, hey, Kim Jong-un, I know you listen to us a lot, you can suck a fat one, fella, okay?
Kim Jong-un and Hannah Simone have listening parties for this show.
Yeah. That is a sight.
They pour Natty Light.
Oh, jeez.
In expensive champagne glasses and listen to the Dad Podcast.
Actually, that's what I do when I'm
recording
that podcast.
This episode brought to you by Natty Light.
No, it is not.
Just kidding.
No.
It's definitely not.
We don't want their sponsorship.
Nuck Fatty Light.
I'll even get sponsored by Hams before Natty Light.
Yeah, man.
Do you know Hams?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's really bad. That's all. For anybody out there, Hams is a really bad beer.
But it does the job.
But it's better than Boxer. Just know that.
Oh, boy.
Like, I love North American beer culture.
Yeah.
Because, well, okay, so it's actually starting to be, like, pretty good. What with craft brews taking off in the last 10 years or whatever. But, like, man, it used to just be, like, the best domestic beers. Bud Light, Bud Heavy, Coors Light, Coors Banquet, Miller Light. I don't think there's a heavy Miller.
Y'all got any Miller?
Yeah, and then, like, everything below is, like, it's, like, then it's, like, PBR, not as good as those, but lesser. And then it's, like, it just keeps going. And then it's, like, Boxer is the bottom, and Hams is a little bit.
Yeah.
Little above. And I don't know where Natty Light is on that spectrum, but it's not in a good spot. I'll tell you that.
No. No, it's really not.
Yeah.
I was crushing Natty at my brother's wedding, though. Full circle. Bam!
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, one of the other groomsmen brought in a case, and we were pounding those before pictures.
Fun.
I was told. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was told.
Oh, man. Yeah. What? All right. I'm going to have to tell that whole story sometime. But, Chad, how about we move to our first segment of the episode, Two Truths and a Lie. So basically what Chad and I are going to do as a way to catch up a little bit and as maybe a way for us to seem slightly entertaining and professional, we've come up with three titles of things that could have possibly happened to us during this week. And two of them are going to be true, and one of them is going to be a lie. So do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first, buddy?
You should go first because I'm slightly unprepared.
Okay, that is fair. Okay, so here are mine. An old man in front of me at Walmart bought a really odd collection of DVDs. I sprained my wrist falling out of bed. For those of you listening at home, here's my wrist brace.
Wait, you're not supposed to... No one's supposed to know. I thought it was Two Truths and a Lie.
Well, maybe I'm just trying to trick you. Maybe I put this on.
So it's one truth.
For jokes.
One definite truth and one lie.
And the other one is, I got drunk on the golf course, and I thought I left my phone in a golf cart, only to realize it was in my pocket.
So I'm
You're guessing which one's the lie.
Yeah, I guess there's no audience here to figure it out for me.
Yeah.
So
it's not. Let us know in the comments down below what you think the lie is.
It's like Dora the Explorer. Like, we ask, but we don't really give a fuck what you say because we're not listening.
We're not.
Yeah. So, man, I think, okay, obviously, confirmed truth, you sprained your wrist falling out of bed, which is hilarious. I can't hear you.
Unless I'm tricking you.
Okay, but I don't think you are.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at your face, and I can see your eyes, and when I said, you're not supposed to tell us, I saw a legitimate look of like, oh, whoops. So that's why I think that one's true.
Unless I'm tricking you, baby boy.
Okay, well,
think real hard about this.
I just know you, though. And I know that that is some shit you would do. You know what I mean? Like, I know.
I get it.
Cameron Weaver could fall out of bed and sprain his wrist because it's just a weave move.
It is a weave move. I'm a heavy boy.
Yeah. No, that's not why it's a weave move. It's a weave move because it's you're clumsy.
Yeah, I'm clumsy.
You're fat.
I'm clumsy and fat, so it's a bad combination.
Okay, anyway, I think that was true. And then I think, who golfs late September, you know? You're in Nashville, though.
It's Nashville, man.
Oh, man. Okay, I think the old man... What did he buy? What was it?
An odd collection of DVDs.
Oh, that one's true. You're observant. You had to be like, why is this guy buying Rush Hour 2? And Sophie's Choice.
Oh my gosh. I wish it was those. So are you saying the golf course is a lie?
I think if it's... I'm sure it could have happened, but I don't think it happened this week.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you that... You're wrong.
Shoot.
I did sprain my wrist this week.
But God. I did not fall out of bed doing it.
Oh. Oh, man.
My dog, Mika, shout out to Mika one time, is very territorial over her food. I went out and bought her a bag of dog food, had it sitting in the kitchen. My brother and sister's dog walked by it. That's it.
Oh,
and Mika
no.
went nuts, jumped on her. So I pulled Mika off of her, and like, the way I landed with Mika on top of my hand, sprained my wrist. That's how I did it. So now I'm wearing this thing that makes me look like a competitive gamer. No, but like my pinky was numb for like 2 days. So I bought this. I had Austin bring this home to me from Walgreens. It was $20.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. Yeah. But so I sprained my wrist because my fat dog landed on it. So that was the lie. But
is she even that fat?
Oh, yeah. Mika's gotten pretty fat.
How much does she weigh? Like 30 or 40 pounds?
55 pounds.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, she's a little chunk. Like, she's gotten older, so, like, the normal amount of food that I've been feeding her is now too much because she's not nearly as active. And she sprained my wrist. A little fat. She's got a dad bod for sure.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, so the other ones... The golf course one, yeah. I went golfing with my dad last night. We had a very limited amount of time before the sun went down. It was like a nice 84 degrees at 6 p.m. And he was drinking Michelob Ultra. I was drinking Yingling.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, 9 holes to drink 6 beers? Challenge accepted.
No, that's easy.
Yeah, but I had a Little Kings before that. Have you ever had a Little Kings?
No, but it sounds sexual.
Dude. No, they're like tiny little bottles.
Tiny little penis.
Yeah, sure.
Bottles. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. And so the alcohol percentage is like kind of high for how much is in the bottles. And they're so easy to drink. They're so smooth. I love Little Kings. So I had a couple of those. Then we had a 6-pack of Yingling. Then I came back. And like on our way back, I was like, oh my gosh, Dad, I forgot my phone. I left it in the golf cart. I had to have. So Dad... goes back, and I'm freaking out, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. What just vibrated in my pocket? Like that. So I can never go back to that golf course again. But finally,
yeah, that's fair.
At Walmart last week, an older gentleman, tall, scrawny. At first I thought I was like, man, I'd play chess with this dude in the park. He looked like the guy from the Pixar short Before a Bug's Life. And, or the guy that paints Woody in Toy Story 2.
Oh.
It's the same guy.
That's a character.
Trivia. Yeah. But, Trivia. Whatever. So he's in front of me at Walmart, and this is what he bought. In front of me on the conveyor belt, he had season 5 of The Walking Dead. Deadpool, Captain America Civil War,
okay,
and 3 Twix bars. was having one hell of an evening.
Yeah, the Twix bars really tied together.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Who are the other 2 Twix bars for, man? He's kind of old.
Him.
Unless he's just splurging. One Twix per DVD box.
Yeah, one per vid, or I guess. Yeah. One per whole series, I guess.
Yeah. And it was beautiful because like the woman checking him out started talking to him about The Walking Dead, and he was so into it. He was so excited to talk about his love for The Walking Dead. And he's like, yeah, my strategy is I don't watch it when it's on TV and I wait for the season to come out. So I've been waiting, you know, the last few months for it to come out, and here it is.
Isn't it on Netflix?
So excited. Yeah, probably, but he's old. He doesn't have Netflix.
Well, get Netflix, old man. It'll make life a lot easier.
It would make life a lot easier. But no, he seemed so happy to go to Walmart and buy season 5 of The Walking Dead. Good for him.
For him, yeah.
Yeah. So that was my week.
Oh, no, I'm on the spot.
You're on the spot.
Am I going to hit the spot?
I'd love it if you hit that spot for me, would you? Please just go ahead and hit it.
I do nothing important or interesting during the week.
That's fine.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
That's okay. So Chad doesn't have two truths and a lie.
I'm a failure.
That's okay, buddy. Just think of some for next time, and we'll do another segment of Two Truths and a Lie. The man, the legend, the boy who defeated Shaq in a one-on-one basketball game, Mr. Aaron Carter, followed me on Twitter this week.
Which is cool, but...
I can't hear you over all this swag!
It's cool, but how many people does Aaron Carter follow on Twitter?
90,762.
Okay. So that changes things just a little.
Definitely. I mean, I get it. I tweeted about his song Aaron's Party one time about 6 months ago. Because that's a jam. It's a banger. But Mr. AC follows me on the Twitter.
On the T-dub.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga follows me on Twitter.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
You shut your mouth. Why would you let me talk about Aaron Carter following me on Twitter when Lady Gaga follows you?
I was just trying to think of the coolest thing, and that just came to mind.
So you're a liar.
Also, me and Ben Rector are like friends. I hope he never listens to this podcast because I just freaking name dropped so hard.
Dude, you really know Ben Rector?
No, I don't know him, but like we're internet friends for sure. Oh,
that's rad.
It's weird. It's kind of so.
You know he listens to this.
No.
But what if he did?
Hi, don't worry about that. You can pick that name back up. We're all friends here.
No, yeah, you're right. So like. A couple years ago on my birthday, 3 years ago, 2013, he and John Mayer both released albums on August 20th. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted at him and John Mayer, but he was the only one that replied.
Of course. Because
Ben's cooler.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey guys, thanks for releasing albums on my birthday. I know that it was just for my birthday and not because you want to release your music on that day. It's because it was for me. So thank you. And Ben replied, and like he was just like, hey man, no problem. Happy birthday. And then he sent me another tweet like 5 minutes later and he's like, hey, I've been watching your vines. I think they're really funny. And then he like told me the vines that he thought were funny. Like he's like, there's the one with Doritos. That's pretty good. And like just named a couple of them. And I was like, wow, this guy actually invested time watching my vines, which are, by the way, god awful.
Oh my gosh.
But, so that happened, and then he followed me for a little bit. He unfollowed me eventually, which is understandable because I tweet a lot, but, like, you know, whatever. But, like, so, yeah. Recently, he posted a picture about he was golfing in Nashville.
What?
Yeah. It was, like, a picture on Twitter, and he's like, when you cross over some train tracks, you gotta, like, take a picture because right. That's what I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, Ben Rector stuff.
But I tweeted at him and I was like, golf with me when you come to Indy. And then he tweeted back and he was like, hey, I follow like 6 people on Snapchat. You're one of them. I think you're really funny.
What the hell?
And he's like, I can't golf in Indy, but I'd be down to get coffee. And I was like, hell yeah, dog.
Dude.
So, I mean, that's cool. It's cool
what
to like.
What the hell? So cool. That's way cooler than Aaron Carter following me on Twitter. Sorry, Aaron. You just hey, can you tell Hannah that I'm getting her emails? I'll get back to her. Because Aaron's at that party too.
Oh. I do have okay, here's a 15-year-old beef for you.
Yes.
Aaron Carter.
Hold on. I'm gonna play that music and then I'll let you get into it.
Oh hell yeah.
The music plays.
Wow, this is still really good music.
It's great music, isn't it?
I still enjoy it. That's funny for us because we can't hear it until you edit it.
Yeah.
But no one knows that. So I really enjoy it. I really enjoy acting like I can hear it.
It's a good bit.
Here's a 15-year-old gripe.
Bring it.
Aaron Carter. I'm not making this up. I actually have a lot of problems with Aaron Carter, and I will read them to you because I wrote an essay about it. Couple years ago. I gotta find it. I'm here.
I'm also here. I got some more wine and some Cheez-Its because I'm classy AF.
Yeah, because what goes better with wine than cheese?
Nothing.
Wine and cheese.
You want some cheese without wine?
Cheese is with that wine? Okay, here's my essay about...
Yes.
Okay, so it's mostly about Hillary Duff, but okay. it involves a bit of Aaron Carter.
Their careers are interwoven.
Unfortunately, yes, they are.
I saw that Lizzie McGuire episode where Aaron Carter starred as a pop star. What a stretch.
So I wrote this essay. It was actually for a class in college.
Nice.
A teacher... A teacher asked us to write about our deepest insecurities. And I wrote this essay. It's a short essay, but it's like a page.
Go ahead.
My thoughts on my deepest insecurities. You want my thoughts, professor? Hillary Duff was my woman crush every day my entire childhood. I remember once I had to go to my grandparents' house after school when I was 10 years old, and I almost missed the new episode of Lizzie McGuire that premiered that Friday night. It was the episode with Aaron Carter as her love interest. The one where he, in parentheses, shittily sang, "I want candy," and she was featured in his video. Somehow, she just stumbled onto the set like some kind of puppy, like that would ever happen in real life. Let me tell you, that would never happen. In retrospect, this is where my self-esteem issues really started to take root. You see, the woman of my dreams was playing opposite Aaron Carter and was glorifying his now admittedly very stupid style. This led to me bleaching my hair because I just wanted to be enough like Aaron so that maybe I would have a chance with this girl. This had nothing to do with the influence of the Backstreet Boys or any sort of cool boy band that was prevalent in 2002. No. I used that as an excuse, but I knew my motives. I wanted Hillary Duff to love me. I once cried because of her unattainability. She was famous and I was just a boy in love from afar. Watching Lizzie McGuire was torture, but I put myself through it because I loved her and I wanted to see how the story progressed. So you can imagine my feelings of absolute betrayal when I watched the Lizzie McGuire movie in 2003 and she kissed Gordo. I thought she and Gordo were just friends. I thought Gordo was my friend. How could he do this to me? More importantly, how could Hillary do this to me? Once again, we see where some of my psychological flaws take root. Every woman is unattainable to me, as evidenced by my perpetual singleness. I can never find and fall in love with a woman because inevitably, she will either kiss her best friend of the opposite sex right in front of my very eyes, or crush my heart because she is someone who I can never truly know. If that wasn't enough, the final season of the show came after the movie came out. Whose idea was that, anyway? In 2004, and it ended with Lizzie kissing Gordo on the cheek. After all the crap I had been through in the movie, this is the last impression I ever get of Lizzie McGuire. The illusion that her and Gordo begin a relationship as they start high school. Can you imagine my disgust? Here again, we see where more issues took root in my life. I have trust issues. Not only will the girl of my dreams cheat on me with her best friend, she will do it twice. I can never love because of Hillary Duff. We grew apart after the show ended, but she always had a small part of my heart. Did my heart drop when I saw that? Oh my God. Did my heart drop when I saw that her hockey player boyfriend proposed to her and the paparazzi caught shots of her going down on him through the windows of their hotel after? You bet it did. And that was only 6 years ago. You wanted my thoughts? Well, here they are, Professor. Here they freaking are. A short story by Chad Hoyt.
Holy shit! That's it. That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Oh, that was art. This is art we're doing right now.
Oh my gosh. Every time I think of Hillary Duff, wow, this is going to sound really gross, but I think of that paparazzi picture because it was all over Twitter. It was like a meme. It was really funny.
It was crazy, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, dang, that is not the Lizzie McGuire I know.
I legitimately was hurt by that.
Yeah, man, I'm so
sorry. That is true.
Chad.
That's the worst part. That's true.
Chad, this has opened my eyes. This makes me understand you as a friend and as a person so much more.
Yeah, I was in love with Hillary Duff.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It felt good to get it out in the open, finally.
Guys, if we don't get 500,000 listens on this episode because of that story, I quit. I tell you, I quit.
No, we have to at least do one more, so we can release two this week.
That's true.
And then we can quit.
I'm just... That's incredible.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
The title of this episode is definitely going to be Lizzie McGuire Ruined My Life.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good title. You're good with the titles.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I got you, baby.
Man, my 15-year-old grudge has nothing on that. My 15-year-old grudge
is Furbies.
That's good. Go on.
But here's why, yeah.
Yeah, tell me.
I'll tell you right after I eat this Cheez-It.
Oh my god, you can't drunk eat on the podcast. Everyone's gonna hear you chewing. I can hear you chewing right now. Stop it. For those that can't see the video, camera's currently stuffing his face with Cheetos to spite me.
Just say Cheetos?
Oh, I'm sorry, Cheez-It.
We can't be friends anymore, even after the Lizzie McGuire story.
Hey, Cheetos are good, man. You can't give them. Stop chewing on the pot. This is why no one will listen. We're unprofessional.
Cheetos are so much different than Cheez-Its. Cheetos are good, but Cheez-Its are the alpha and omega of snack foods.
Okay, they're both names that start with Chi, so like, I'm sorry that I mixed them up.
Yeah, just don't ever let it happen again.
I'm just like a parent who named my kids Brad and Brian. Like, it's inevitable that I'm going to mix them up a little bit.
What a dumb parent to do
right? No, so many parents do that, though. Mm-hmm. Someone, I saw like a graph, and it was like, it's like the probability of you getting your child's first name right on the first time goes down with the number of children you have. So it's like you have five kids, and it's like you name every other child before you get to the child who's actually committed the heinous act. So tell me about Furbies.
Well, first I just want to say that Bill Cosby, R.I.P. his career, but Bill Cosby had a joke like that.
When I saw him
do stand-up. He had like a, because he's like, he had a lot of brothers and sisters, and he said for like most of his young adult, like childhood, he thought his name was Jesus Christ, because his parents would be like, Becky, Jim, Cheryl, Pat, Bill, Jesus Christ. It was a really funny bit.
Oh my gosh. I love Bill Cosby.
Yeah. I met him that night, and he lectured my father about divorce and told me to cut my hair. And he had a glass eye, or he has a glass eye.
He does?
Yeah, he did at the time. I'm assuming he still does, but he literally ruined my childhood and scared the shit out of me.
You could say he's a mad eye. Rudy! Oh, I'm so impressed with myself for that pun.
Man, I love that. Chad, you're on a roll.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Butter.
Thank you.
So, Furbies.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Which I'm assuming is an abbreviation for fur babies? Maybe?
I have no idea, but that's disgusting if true.
A Furby is an American electronic robot toy released in 1998 by Tiger Electronics! Tiger Electronics did hit clips! Oh my gosh!
I think your beef should just be Tiger Electronics, shit. Honestly.
I just made the dogs bark. Sorry, Miranda. I know.
Oh my gosh.
Tiger Electronics. Okay, here we go. Ready? A Furby is an American electronic robotic toy released in 1998 by Tiger Electronics, a.k.a. the evil overlords of the world. It resembles a hamster or owl-like creature and went through a period of being a must-have toy following its holiday season launch with continual sales until 2000. Over 40 million Furbies were sold during the 3 years of its original production, with 1.8 million sold in 1998 and 14 million in 99. Its speaking capabilities were translated into 24 languages. Basically, Furbies were evil pieces of shit that worked without the batteries. But that is not my qualm. Actually, my new 15-year-old grudge is definitely with Tiger Electronics, and I'm going to find out everything they've done and see just how many things I fell for. But we had Furbies, let me tell you.
They did Neopets as well, I think.
Oh, well, I love Neopets. R.I.P. Yeah. to all of my forgotten Neopet boys.
Too bad.
They're dead, for sure. Oh. But
yeah,
Furbies were terrifying in their own right. However, they were very popular. Incredibly popular. And they saw a revival in 2005 and most recently 2012. So.
Oh, yeah.
2012 is when I got my puppy Mika. And in 2013, Mika was playing outside.
Oh, no. Oh, I know.
And she got into our garage. And my father used to own a store in Marion where he sold hobby stuff. And then eventually it became a Pokemon store. But that's a different story for a different day.
Best thing ever. But yeah.
Yes. We sold the original Furbies from Tiger Electronics. I'm going to tell you what an original white Furby goes for today on eBay.
It's, oh no, it's so much.
Are you holding on to your butt?
Yeah.
$699.99.
Okay, that's less than I thought, but that's still way too much.
That's a lot. That's $700 for a toy that was originally sold for $15.
Terrifying. Yeah. $15?
Yeah, they were cheap. They were, like, so accessible. I'm pretty that's sure great. Something around that. But, like, my point being, we used to sell Furbies back in the day, back at their height, you know? Just like everything else at its height, 1999, we were selling original Furbies. So in that storage part of our garage, we had 20 original Furbies from Tiger Electronics. So this is 2013. They weren't going for $700, but they were still going for $400.
Oh, my God.
And one day, my bouncing baby puppy, the one who sprained my mother-hugging wrist, got into that garage and ate and tore up and destroyed 20 original $400 each Furbies.
20?
20!
Oh my gosh.
20 of them. $8,000. $8,000.
That's unfortunate.
Creepy ass chew toys.
It could have been $14,000 now, but, you know, whatever.
Thanks for that.
If you had sold them back then it wouldn't matter. Thanks for that.
Yeah. So that's my 15-year-old grudge.
How big is that wine glass?
This wine glass right here?
Yeah.
For all of you watching at home. It's about the size of my hand. I don't know. You can fit quite a lot of wine in this. I've done it before. But I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I'm just wondering. It just looks big, and you've had a couple.
I would say 24 fluid ounces, but I didn't fill this up all the way. I did have... I've had 3 glasses of wine. This is my third.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah. I'll sleep fine. I'll have acid reflux for sure, but.
I really miss drinking. Oh my gosh. But I mean, like, I've had drinks.
Yeah.
But, like, I just
gone at it.
Some whiskey cider, you know?
Mm hmm.
It's October. That's a basic white male drink for fall. Like, girls drink, like, pumpkin spice lattes. Well, some I mean, guys drink those too. But like,
I had one tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was. I knew if I didn't include guys that you were going to be like, hey, I like those.
I love pumpkin spice latte, dude. It's the only Starbucks drink I get anymore.
I mean, I like them. They're so sugary.
Oh, boy.
What are we... You want to read the email? We got one email.
Yeah, let's do the email.
Okay. We got one email. Thank you, Kevin Tillman.
Kevin Tillman. Boom.
Kevin, He was part of our early talks of doing a podcast, and then we never did it for a long time.
Oh.
And then me and Cam did it.
Well, this is awkward.
So Kev still wants a feature. And we'll get you that feature, baby boy. Don't you worry.
Yes, we will.
Because Kevin apparently actually listens, so that's awesome.
Hey, thanks, cool. Kevin. I've never met you, but you seem swell.
K-Tillman's Twitter handle. And also his Gmail account, if you want to email Kevin. Has emailed us, and he said, could you talk about The Office for a long time? I recently went through the series again, and I'm on season 5. Over under on all the characters, favorite quotes, moments, etc. Favorite couple, Jim and Pam, Dwight and Angela, Michael and Jan, Michael and Holly, or Andy and Aaron. These are more topics than just a question. Still waiting for that guest spot. Oh, shit. I probably shouldn't have read that part. Okay. But... Kev, we'll give you a guest spot.
We're working on it.
All right.
The Office.
Yeah, let's talk about The Office.
Let's. First of all, may I bring up the Vine that's been going around of that girl who dresses up as Dwight. She dresses up as Dwight and, like, crumps to The Office theme song. Have you not seen that?
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, when it's like... My friends, when the Office theme comes on, and she just goes so hard. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Actually, yeah, I loved that video.
That is really funny.
That's what I think of right now when I think of The Office, but...
I love it. Are you pretty deep into The Office? I don't really know.
I went through and watched it. I've only seen it all the way through once. It was a couple of years ago. I've been meaning to, like, go back and redo it, but...
That's like not watching Harry Potter more than once. Like, you got to watch everything more. Oh, no. Damn.
I've only made it to movie 5, and I've only made it through book 4. It
missed me, man. It skipped right over me. I couldn't get into it. I'm a Ravenclaw. I know that, but, like, I don't know
you're
why.
You're a Ravenclaw? You're a Hufflepuff.
I'm not a Hufflepuff.
No, I'm just kidding.
Puff you.
Hey, Hufflepuffs are cool. It's okay. I'm just saying, like, it's okay to be a Hufflepuff. Like, everyone looks down on Hufflepuff. Really, everyone should look down on Slytherin. Slytherin's the evil house, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I don't have a problem with Hufflepuff, but I know I'm a Ravenclaw based on
a personality test I took.
Actually, I took, like, the Pottermore thing.
Why don't you just get on, just get on Pottermore. That's the best way to do it.
I was Ravenclaw.
Also, quick aside. Pottermore released the Patronus test this week. Yesterday, and I took it. I made 4 new emails because I wanted a Dragon Patronus so bad.
Did you get the same one 4 times?
No, I got a Dragon Patronus eventually. It was so. I got it. I actually got it on the Hoy Weave Gmail. I made a Pottermore with that Gmail account.
Aww, we're dragons.
So we got a Dragon Patronus, and we're in Ravenclaw.
Yeah!
Our other house was the Horned Serpent. For Ilvermorny, but
horny.
I don't think anyone knows what Ilvermorny, or you definitely don't know what that
I know
is.
What it is.
You do?
I look at the news. Yeah, it's like the, is it the American?
North American, yeah.
North American one, yeah.
I mean, like, it's in America, or, like, the U.S., but...
It's like, yeah, it's the, the new 4 houses. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I mean, I know about Harry Potter, I never got into it. I'm so sorry.
It's so sad, though. Like, it's the best. Like, Harry Potter is... Like, I'm going to be sad when I die just because, like, I won't be able to read Harry Potter anymore.
I've heard that.
Or wash holes.
Is the Patronus the animals that come out of the wand?
Yeah. When you do the expected Patronum as silver, wispy animal.
Was that the most parent way to ask that question?
Yeah, pretty much. When their animals come out of their wands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, that was when the animal came out of the wand in the movie. Harry, that Harry boy had an elk.
Oh no, it was a stag. It was like a
10-point buck right there.
Dad, it was a stag. It wasn't an elk, you idiot.
Oh, I'm so sorry, son. Love you anyway, though. Dab! Your dad dabs. Dab! For those of you watching, I just dabbed.
Well, so anyway, back to the office.
The office, yeah. Oh. I love one of the quotes. Oh, I think the best scene is when Kevin spills the chili.
Oh my god. That's my favorite.
So good.
Yeah.
It is just, it's painful. It's so funny. And he's like trying to scoop it up.
The folder. He's using. Oh yeah.
Like the files.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't watch all the way through The Office until like college when I had Netflix.
Yeah.
And same. Because, like, I don't remember when I started watching. I started watching in high school live, though.
Okay.
And so, maybe I watched it in high school. Because we had Netflix in high school, so. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But, when I first saw that scene, I think I replayed it, like, at least 6 or 7 times.
Yeah. It's
like, I couldn't stop laughing.
It's so good.
Kevin's my favorite character.
I would, yeah.
It's tough, but he's my favorite.
Oh, man, I don't know, though.
He just makes me laugh the most.
Yeah. But, like...
But he...
Oh, man, the whole cast is good. Gosh dang it. Yeah, that's a great show, man. I mean, I know people know that. People definitely talk about it. But it is such a good show.
My favorite... My most memorable quote from The Office is Michael, when Michael Scott, it's in season one. I love season one.
Mm-hmm.
Season one's my favorite season. Because it's like when, I think it's when the characters are like the most pure. Like,
yeah.
When Michael is totally awkward and like not a lot of people really like him because he's like
right,
a little racist, you know?
Yeah, like, he hasn't had time to grow on you yet.
Yeah, and so like, I really like season one when they play basketball in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And Michael's talking about basketball, and he's like, basketball is like jazz. And I don't remember what he says after that, but I just, every time I like even play pickup basketball, I just think basketball is like jazz.
I was just going to say, there's a scene where he pulls up and he's listening to Lady Gaga, and he goes, it's Britney, bitch. And I love that joke.
Okay, yeah.
He pulls up in that convertible, and I think it's Just Dance.
Yeah, it's and Just he's Dance like, is playing.
It's Britney, bitch!
And one of my the most iconic scene for me is, like, when they do the, they're, like, Angela complained, like, called 911 because people were speeding past the office, and so they put out a, like, your speed sign that, like, clocks... Yeah. And they're, like, running to see who can go the fastest. And Michael runs next to the car. And he gets, like, 23. And Oscar's like, no, it's humanly impossible. And Michael's like, that's the number. That's the number.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, I just love Michael. He's so stupid. But Kevin is my favorite character for sure.
All the Jell-O bits are good. I love when,
Jell-O, yes. When
Jim... does that, like, what is it, Pavlov's dog thing?
Oh. Where,
like, he restarts his computer and then offers Dwight a mint.
Yeah.
And so he, like, every time he hears that sound, he, like, reaches his hand out, and then he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. But I want a mint. It was so, he just, there are so many good bits. My
mouth's so dry.
Yeah. My mouth's so dry. Or when, they try to convince Dwight that Jim is Asian is one of the funniest things ever.
Oh, that's late.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a later. Yeah.
That was a good bit.
That's like, yeah. And it's the guy that was on Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
The dad.
Cause they were married at that point, right? Jim and Pam.
They're married. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
That was like season 8 or something, man. That was later on.
It was late.
I think
that was one of the better parts of like towards the end, but
because I just recently watched that episode because I like went all the way through again, and I just finished, so I started Parks and Rec again.
Man, I was really sick with the flu. I started watching Parks and Rec, and I watched every season that was on Netflix. And then, I waited a couple months, and I think the last season came out on Netflix. But then I waited more months to watch that last season because I fell in love with that show.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec was great.
It's good. I think my only gripe with The Office is I don't really like Pam.
Really?
Like, Pam is... So Pam is, like, funny and stuff, but she just kind of sucks. Like, she's just kind of a huge wuss, and, like, I feel like she held Jim back.
I get it. I like Jim and Rashida Jones.
Dude, I just like Rashida Jones.
Yeah, that's also why I like Parks and Rec. Also, yeah. Rob Lowe? Can we talk about Rob Lowe and Parks and Rec?
Can we talk about Rob Lowe and Rashida Jones at Parks and Rec? That's the most disappointing couple of my life.
Wait, what? I thought it was hilarious.
Wait, when they ended up together?
Yeah.
I hated that.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I always liked her and Andy. Weird, but I did.
Oh, but I loved Andy and April.
Yeah, me too. So, I don't know who I would have wanted her, but not Chris Traeger.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's too happy. I don't know.
He's so messed up, dude. But, like, I don't know, man. Both those shows are so important. Gosh, they were so good. Like, you can't compare them. Yeah. I'm just saying they were both really, really good.
Yeah. When Parks and Rec first came out, I remember, like, my friend Andrew, like, watched it. And a lot of us hadn't watched it, but we had heard about it. And we were like, what was it like? Like, we were, like, all excited. And he's like, it's kind of just like The Office, but a little less funny. But, like... I mean, I'll give that to him. Like, the first season of Parks and Rec isn't great.
Yeah, but it's six episodes. Get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, once you watch the rest of the series, it's really good. But then, like,
yeah.
the first season is slow, but, like, once you already love the characters and you go back and watch it, then, like...
Yeah, then it's funnier.
Not as slow. Yeah, it's a lot funnier, too, because you, like, actually know the characters, kind of.
I'd say right about the time when... Adam Scott comes in, it's really at its like peak.
I love Adam Scott too.
He's so good.
I really like him.
Yeah,
as an actor in general.
Yeah, I think he's great.
And I listened to the podcast Mabim Bam, which doesn't have him on it, but one of the Griffin McElroy sounds so much like him.
He really does,
in my opinion. Wait, you listen to Mabim Bam?
I've heard. Yeah, I've listened to it before. I thought it was him. Originally. Oh.
Well, weird. Okay, so Adam Scott does do a podcast called You Talking You Two to Me, though.
Whoa, really?
It's hilarious. Well, okay, so they don't do it anymore, actually, which is unfortunate. But, like, they did it for a long time, and they did an episode with the front man from Stained.
And, Aaron Lewis?
I think so. Yeah. And, like, they just, like... Whenever, because like their thing was always like, whenever they would say it's been a while, they'd be like, "It's been a while." Like that was like, but they had the Stained guy on there, and they had Todd Glass on there too, like the comedian.
Gosh. Yeah.
And it's like I don't know. You Talking to Me is a really funny podcast. I would recommend it, even though they don't make new content anymore. But I love Adam Scott. So,
what other podcasts do you listen to?
Man, I listen to so freaking... I'm exiting. I'm going to...
It's okay.
I'm going to look at him.
Yeah, that's fine.
Real quick. Also, The Adventure Zone, the same guys that do Mabim Bam, they play Dungeons & Dragons with their dad.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's hilarious. You actually might like that more than you like Mabim Bam.
I bet I would love it.
Really. It's, like, so fun. So, like, they just finished... So they do, like, kind of, like, series.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, their like last... campaigns? Kind of, yeah. So, like, they just did Chapter 9 of The 11th Hour, which was, like, the one they were, like, like, they just finished that, like, whole story.
Okay.
So, like, they'll probably take a couple weeks off, and then they're going to do, like, another D&D podcast with their dad, like, later on.
That's so funny. I'm going to have to find that.
It's really fun, and their dad's hilarious.
That's so cool.
So as far as, like, comedy podcasts go that I listen to, I listen to You Made It Weird with Pete Holmes. That's a really good one. And then mostly Mabim Bam. And then those guys, once again, Wax and Wax Lyrical, I've been listening to them. They're really funny.
Shout out to them.
Oh, yeah. And there's another, oh, I don't know what it's, Rogue Squadron podcast. They're, like, they're on Podbean, so I, like, saw them a lot, and I listened to them, and theirs is really, theirs is pretty funny, too.
Rad.
Theirs is very explicit, though.
Oh. I used to listen to a really cool one called Shark Brain. It's by a dude named Jake Newton.
Huh.
And he's in a band right now called Sleeping Wolf that I really love. And
okay.
He used to do this podcast because he's a musician and an actor out in Los Angeles. He's been in a few episodes of, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and, like, stuff like that. But he did he did some, like, folky singer-songwriter music, and that's I found him because his sister – this is such a weird story. Found him because his sister, Lee Newton, was a hostess on SourceFed, which is another podcast I listen to. I listen to the SourceFed podcast. I watch SourceFed every day. It's very different now, but, like, I still love it. I love it so much. But Lee Newton, she was talking about her brother that did music, singer-songwriter stuff, Jake Newton.
Yeah.
And so I went and, like, binge-listened to every episode of Shark Brain. He has, like, a lot of really cool, like, writers and producers and independent artists on his show. And they talk about, like, how they, like, what they do and how it's all, like, DIY kind of musicianship stuff. And
yeah.
It's really cool, and it's all still out there. I think it's even on Spotify, but you should give it a listen. It's pretty cool. One of my favorite writers, David Hodges, has, like, a two-part podcast episode with him on Shark Brain, and he's just an amazing, amazing writer, and he's got a really cool story. He was one of the – maybe this will turn you off to him, but he's one of the co-founders of Evanescence. Yeah. but like, David Hodges writes so much with, like, a lot of people right now, and he has a song called Indiana that he just released because he does his own stuff too, and it's, like, so cool. But anyway, yeah, Shark Brain's a really cool podcast, so shout out to Shark Brain and Jake Newton. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I listen to a Destiny podcast because I'm a big freaking nerd. It talks about all the lore. Like the video game, not like Destiny.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. What do they talk about?
Well, the game really lacks a storyline. They like, yeah, it's like, it's pretty lacking. Like, but they give you information, you just have to go online and read about it all instead of, like, playing through a story mode that really explains it. Like, they've gotten better with it. That's another thing I did this week. The expansion Rise of Iron just came out, and I've been playing it nonstop. But there's a lore podcast where these guys just talk about the background and, like, all the different characters and stuff like that, and it makes the game that, like, so much more fun because you know what's going on. And so one of the lore episodes that I really loved was talking about this expansion. I'm a big nerd. But it was cool, so I listened to them. They're called Destiny Ghost Stories, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I mean, like, I like video games, but I don't play them enough. So, I mean,
I've been really trying to more. There's a lot of cool, like, I have my franchises that I love. So, like, I try to really focus and devote my time and money to them. So I've been playing Destiny. I'll be playing that for a while. Gears 4 comes out in October, and I'm so excited.
Pokemon comes out in November.
Hell yes.
Second episode in a row we referenced that. First time I've gotten it right, though.
That's right, you did. I'm proud
of you. November 18th.
Yeah, Jordan's birthday.
Oh, what?
Shout out to Jordan again. We always shout out Jordan.
Well, can we really help it?
No, you know? Man. He's, like, a big part of our lives. Love He's you, baby so boy. He's
so handsome and kind-hearted. We can't help it.
Yeah. But yeah, Pokemon comes out in November, so I'm set for, like, the rest of the year.
Yeah, mostly, I'll definitely be playing Pokemon Sun and Moon, and I'm gonna get an Xbox One soon.
Cool.
Cause I gotta play FIFA 17, man. I just gotta.
Oh yeah, dude. I don't give a shit about soccer, but I love FIFA games.
Oh my god, FIFA's so fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so fun. I can't even like. I crave it. Like I miss it so badly. Cause like I never owned it. I would just. When I was drunk in college, I would like go, I would like sneak into my friends' rooms on the same floor and like play FIFA on the weekends, late at night, they're all sleeping on like Friday or Saturday. It's like 3 a.m. and I'll get back and I'd go in their room and play FIFA till like 5 and then go to bed.
That's hilarious.
I didn't drink in college. What? Who said?
Yeah, you couldn't.
I went to a Christian school where you're not allowed to, so never did that. Just kidding. I meant when I got... I drank in college. I'm sorry. I did. Whatever. It's over.
I love when you tweet at Indiana Wesleyan.
I love tweeting at Indiana Wesleyan.
His tweets are always so funny.
They're always just pure shade.
Yeah.
Cause like I do, I mean like I like the school.
Not,
like if I didn't like it so much, I wouldn't have gone there for 4.5 years. But like, right. And I love the people and I love the school. But like, there's definitely ways it could be improved. And I am going to be president of it one day. I'll tell you that right now.
I want that so bad.
I'm going to be president of Indiana Wesleyan, and I'm going to make it better. So be on the lookout. 2060. That might be too far. I'll be 80.
Yeah, plus we'll be too busy with our award-winning, Grammy-nominated, we haven't snagged it yet, podcast.
Yeah, posthumously for me, but I'm sure you'll still be alive, so that's okay.
Probably not.
Those both give us a Grammy for a podcast that was made in 2016.
I'm going to die on March 16th. 2030.
Is that close to your birthday?
It's the day after. Thank you.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Aw.
Your birthday's the 13th?
No, the 15th. I'm gonna die on the 16th.
Oh, I thought you said the 14th. That's almost the... Wait, you were born on the Ides of March?
Yeah. Also, the day that Mr. Crocker went insane on Fairly Odd Parents.
Also the day Julius Caesar was killed. Idiot.
I know that.
Okay, well, learn your history.
I was talking about Mr. Crocker.
I know, I'm just kidding. He went crazy on the Ides of March?
Yeah, I think it was his birthday or something. I forget that episode, but all the kids were like, it's March 15th!
I just made the dogs bark again. I love watching, like, kid shows, or shows that I watched when I was a kid. I don't love watching kid shows now. They're for kids now. But, like, Fairly Odd Parents and stuff, except for SpongeBob. I don't like SpongeBob.
We're not getting into this right now.
I'm sorry. We're not going to get in with it, but I don't fuck with SpongeBob. But,
I'm like, not ready to talk about that.
To see, like, the pop culture references they make and stuff, and, like, the kind of adult jokes that are made sometimes that just, like, it's weird. It's so weird that it completely went over your head.
Yeah. Fairly Odd Parents, especially. I love that show now.
Yeah.
It's still so funny. It's so witty and sarcastic. It's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, not the new ones, but, like, you know. The new ones. I prefer their old work.
What new ones? Like new?
Timmy's sharing godparents with some other bitch.
What?
Yeah,
never watched any of that.
Ever since Wanda and Cosmo had a baby, which that's messed up in itself.
Why?
That show went downhill.
Well, they had to keep going somehow, you know?
Yeah. Jimmy Neutron, another amazing show.
And
that was like a spinoff from the movie.
From the movie. And that's the most successful TV show spinoff of a movie.
I would agree.
That I've witnessed.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Better than that stupid penguin show.
Yeah, that was garbage.
Madagascar.
Yeah.
Oh my god, they just like networks just cling to something that had any bit of success, and then they're like, well, let's just suck the soul out of this.
I'm amazed Frozen doesn't have a TV show. That blows my mind.
I think you just spoke it into existence. I think it's going to be soon.
Damn it. I saw Frozen hot chocolate today in the grocery store, and I was like, how can hot chocolate be hot if it's frozen?
That's a really good question.
Thank you. But then it was the characters.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's also weird. I saw... This is wildly inappropriate, but I'm on this, I'm in this Facebook group called, Meal Deal Talk, and there's a British, have I talked about this before?
No.
Okay, so there's a British grocery store called Tesco, and it's basically like our Walmart, kinda, but it's like a grocery store, it's not like a whatever.
Right.
It's like a Costco. No. Meijer? No. Oh, what's a place that's not a department store and it's just a big grocery? It's like our Marsh.
Kroger?
But that's an Indiana thing. Kroger. Sure. It doesn't... It really doesn't matter. I'm just a perfectionist. Okay, so this big grocery chain called Tesco in Britain, England, the UK, whatever you call it. And they recently started doing a thing called a meal deal, where you get a snack, which is like anything from a candy bar to like, you know, yogurt, whatever you want it to be, like a side basically.
Right.
And you get a drink and you get a main thing, which is usually like a sandwich. And so these people like post their meal deals, and it's basically just people roast them. So you post your meal deal and then people just talk shit to you about it. But today I saw one and it was like it said your mom's meal deal, and it was a rack of 50 Shades of Grey DVDs, and next to it were cucumbers on sale.
Oh my gosh.
For 99 cents.
Oh my
gosh. Or 99 pence. My bad. My bad, Europe. My bad, Britain. Yeah. So
boy. Britain. That's...
Oi, we got a real meal deal here, mates. Here in the Down Under.
We got a sale on Vegemite.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty decent Australian accent.
Oh, well, that just killed the bit. I wasn't supposed to be good.
Oh. Well, I mean, like, it wasn't good, but it was...
Right.
It was better than I expected.
Right.
Right, mate.
This is the Dead Podcast recorded in Nashville, Tennessee and Indianapolis, Indiana over Skype.
That's actually that's super New Zealand accent.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm a Kiwi. Shout out to Elise Gavrick one time.
Wow, that's pretty... Wow. I'm not even going to attempt to do a British accent. I'll embarrass myself.
Hey, let's both do Scottish. Both try Scottish right now. Say something about haggis.
All I can do is, like, fat bastard.
What?
That's, like, whenever I try to do a Scottish accent, I just do fat bastard from Austin Powers.
Oh.
He's like, everyone loves the smell of their own brand, laddie.
That was good.
It's okay.
That was good.
Thanks. All right, well, so you think we got a podcast?
Definitely have a podcast.
All right, well, Jeez, you just had to get a freaking burp in.
That was my third, if you're counting at home.
Yeah. It's Cam's third burp. We're going to start doing prize giveaways. Every time Cam burps, when you listen to the podcast, tweet at @the_dadpodcast, and we'll send you a link to the podcast on another site for you to listen to it on another site.
We'll send you 3 raisins and a dime.
I'll send you an old Little Caesars pizza box that's on my floor in my bedroom that I just looked at.
Yeah, and he's going to forge John F. Kennedy's signature onto it.
Fun fact, I actually am really good at forging signatures. So, if you need me to, like, pretend I'm Paul McCartney for you sometime, let me know.
Paul McCartney.
All right. All right, mates. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. I can't even. Thanks for listening to Dad Podcast. My name's Chad, and this is my compatriot.
I'm Cameron. And, Chad, where can they find you online?
You can find me at any social media site. It's just at Chad Hoyt. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, all of it. Don't add me on Facebook. Because if we're not friends and you're listening to this, I probably don't want to be friends with you on Facebook. That's why we're not friends on Facebook.
Shady.
No, I'm just kidding. You can probably add me on Facebook. All right. And then, Cam, where can we find you online?
On Twitter, I'm at LavinousCam2. That's the number 2.
Mm.
Instagram and Snapchat, just at LavinousCam. That's LavenouS. And, we are also, you can email us submissions. We'll talk about whatever you want us to, like we briefly talked about The Office earlier. And that is hoyweave@gmail.com. That's HOYWEAVE @gmail.com. We read all of them, and we talk about all of them. So go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So play that outro music.
All right. Listen to that. There it goes.
Oh, that's very good.
That's nice. Make sure you tune in later this week for episode 5.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.